How my level? How's my level?
It's your good. Level is good.
I mean, whether you sound good or not is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
really grooving over here.
Yeah. Got some grooves.
Yeah.
So for the listener, that's Craig's common law. Who's not invited? Who's not invited to the podcast? But so in protest, he keeps playing music in the basement. But
I don't think we uninvited him. We just
I know
just
I'm
didn't
I'm,
come up.
I'm just but joking.
I don't know. The music doesn't really suit his appearance right now.
Because he looks like a pirate?
A little bit. Or a biker.
Still, you need to point it towards you.
Dude,
you
keep... if I turn this, it's going to hit the table.
No, no.
What do you want me to do?
Turn the thing so the top is pointing towards your mouth, not the...
Like that?
Yeah, a little. Yeah, so kind of like that.
That should work.
Yeah, that's better. Okay. Thank you. That's all I wanted. Great.
Was I getting a little testy there?
A little bit.
Andy was getting a little testy.
I'm a Heifeberg.
Yeah, a little bit.
Vignette. I think.
This is like Snoop Doggy Dogg style.
Shit, okay.
Didn't work? Do it again?
I will do it again.
Vignette again? Okay.
Vignette.
Oh.
It's a podcast. It's a podcast. It's a podcast. Evil podcast? It's a podcast. 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 It's a podcast. It's a podcast. Evil podcast.
Evil podcast? You might ask yourself, am I feeling evil?
Are you?
Hi there, and welcome to another episode of the ill-prepared and hideously underproduced evil podcast where we don't know a microphone from a thermometer up our asses. It sounded good.
There is a difference. There's an important difference.
You kind of got lost in your own thought, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Cylindrical phallic
It's because
objects.
I talked to someone and... I was saying, I don't know why people are that homophobic. Some people are that homophobic. It can't be worse than like when you were a kid and you needed to take your temperature.
Did they do that bum. To us?
No. That was a European thing.
It was. Oh. Strictly European.
How did they check your temperature when you were a kid?
Put the thermometer in our mouth.
Oh. We didn't have that. I guess we were behind.
You were behind?
Yeah.
They just like to tickle your prostate.
Don't talk about my mom that way. Anyway, my name
they're
is Andy.
They're big thermometers too, aren't they?
No, they're
probably.
Not.
Probably.
No, okay.
They come with a vibrate setting.
My name is Andy. I'll be your host. My two co-hosts that don't have any grasp on thermometer sizes. Mm-hmm. Craig Cardboard.
Hi.
Tyler Danluxon.
Hello.
Jesus, just one dud after another for
hello.
Me.
Hello.
What's been going on?
What has been going on?
What's been going on?
Craig, what have you been up to?
You know what? I have no comment.
Okay. Okay.
No, I'm
too close, too private.
I was like, don't want to talk about the weather.
Okay. Craig wants to get personal, but not private.
There is a distinction.
He just wants to let us in just a little bit.
All he can say is a fever thermometer was involved.
That's how about you?
Well, Andy.
Loyal host, Andy.
I was the victim of a cyber crime.
And so was I.
No.
Yeah.
Nigerian astronaut crime?
No. Yesterday, I did put my PlayStation on, played something, put it on pause. Yeah. Then my wife came home. We made a cheese fondue.
Nice. As you know,
yeah.
As people do here in Canada.
As one does.
Yeah. We got a cheese fondue pot, fondue pot, so I have to use it now to make it work.
You need to I'm just curious on how many times you'll use it.
Yeah. With two so far.
Two. That's
yeah.
Two? Okay.
Yeah.
That's one more than we would have thought.
Yeah.
It is actually.
Yeah. Probably one more because now
what did you dip in it in your fondue?
Bread, red pepper, and cherry tomatoes.
You dip the tomatoes in this in the cheese?
Yep, you can.
Interesting. Okay, yeah,
I read that on the internet.
What do other people? What kind of cheese was it?
I don't know what you dip in cheese.
It was a.
You could do fruit too.
Broccoli.
Not a Gruyere, maybe it was a Gruyere.
Edamame is a bean.
Okay, Gruyere.
Broccoli
let's,
is not
let's
a cheese.
Let's say Gruyere.
Well, broccoli would dip in cheese.
Gruyere, Gouda, and some Swiss, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how does this contraption work? Do you just drop? It's like there's a flame. There's a big flame underneath a pot, and you just drop the cheese in.
Well, you cut the cubes. You cut the cheese into cubes. Yeah. Put it in a pot. Warm it up. Put in wine.
Put in wine in with the cheese.
Yeah, white wine.
Oh, nice.
And a little bit of Kirschwasser, which is an Austrian liqueur.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cherry water.
Yeah, exactly. And then you put in some nutmeg and black pepper, and then you a little bit of cornstarch so it doesn't separate. Then you put that in the fondue, and then you light the flame with some.
And then did you have some music in the background for ambiance?
No, actually, it was... We had some
funk. Boys to Men.
We had some funk on while we were making it, because Alex is in a funk period.
She is.
Yeah. She's got the funk.
Yeah.
As I really say, got that funk.
Every funk song sounds like that. It's very cheery and nice, but they all kind of sound the same.
Okay.
Except she starts playing Play That Funky Music, White Boy.
Yeah, exactly.
So Andy goes down and grabs a bass guitar.
Exactly. So I do.
Bow, 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 bow.
No, so we did that, and Alex had bought a jigsaw puzzle, so we were doing a jigsaw puzzle, and then I get like at, what was it? 8:49.
Do you enjoy it? Let's stick with the jigsaw here.
Did you finish it?
I was just trying to do my jigsaw puzzle before it rains anymore.
Do you like doing puzzles like that?
I've never been a big fan of jigsaw puzzles. I'm getting around to it a bit more. It's more her thing.
Okay. So was it like a Sesame Street jigsaw puzzle, like 10 pieces or?
It was 500.
500 pieces.
Yeah. And that's not that much.
And what was it of?
You know those little fairy houses?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it was 10 pictures of those.
My sister has a fairy garden.
Yeah.
A real one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where?
In our garden.
Oh.
It's little houses.
Yeah, you basically...
That you put in your garden and say, oh, that's where the fairies live.
The fairies live. Yeah.
I see.
Okay. I can show you a picture of it, I guess.
I could draw you a picture
you
of
can,
it.
You,
it's I like, think it's a certain person who enjoys puzzles. It's...
I prefer models myself, like building airplanes and stuff, but puzzles are
okay. Shaky hands or anything?
What?
I don't know. I just think maybe I've got like shaky hands.
I thought you said cheeky hands.
Cheeky.
Which you do.
Craig hates it whenever he's building a car model and he always puts the tires on the wrong spot.
Yep.
Which is a weird. Weird that you haven't learned to play the guitar because you get such big hands, you got the hands for it.
Well, these are not the hands for putting puzzles together for sure. Yeah. Or like model Lego. I always used to get somebody else to make the Lego for me.
I used to love making models, but I hated painting them because I could never paint inside the lines when I was a kid. I don't know if I still
says a lot about you.
Craig has the soft hands of a puzzle maker.
Maybe.
He keeps them in white gloves all the time.
That's right. With moisturizing cream inside the gloves.
Yeah. So we did that, and then I think it was 8:49 or 7:49, I can't remember. I got an email like, your PlayStation sign-in ID has been changed. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's probably just like some phishing, because you know you get emails from everybody saying like, send us your card number and your PIN.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, never mind. And then I got an email from PayPal. And says like $50 has been taken and added to your PSN wallet.
Whoa.
I'm like, what the fuck? So yeah, and I looked at my PayPal and sure enough, there was $50. So I had to call.
And a homeless man in your living room playing on your PlayStation while you ate fondue?
Yeah, I guess. So then I had to call and cancel my credit card, of course. And then I had to try to get the Sony on the line, which of course they were closed. And they were, I got them today, actually, just before Tyler picked me up.
Okay. What did they have to say to you?
They helped me reset my password, and so I could do a new password. So I don't know if it was hacked on their part, or because Sony has had problems with hacking before.
Sometimes.
The North Koreans.
Yeah. So this was a live chat. I wasn't talking to him, and he's like, can I help you with something else? And I'm like, yeah, what about the $50? Figure I asked the Visa company, because I had my Visa card to my PayPal. Said, you don't have to pay that. Just we'll cancel the card, send you a new one. I just figured. He's like, according to our agreement, like all says are final, but I will put it through to see. Anything else? I'm like, okay, that's sort of I told you I didn't buy it. But
oh, okay. Yeah. So the credit card will make sure that you don't pay.
Yeah. The guy said
you're hoping to keep the purchase, no?
Well, the thing is, when I logged into my PSN account, I had $50. on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which, of course, I had paid for, but the visa company, like, blanked that. So I don't know what's going
to
happen.
So you might get $50 but not have to pay for it.
Yeah. Maybe.
But you were trying to be honest.
I was trying to. I kind of wanted him not to be charged, the visa company, because I figured it was Sony's fault.
Yeah. Yep.
So he said he will do a refund or something, try to, but I don't know.
There's no trying.
But then it said, like, yeah.
There's no try, there's only do.
Well, that's right. Yeah, but he's probably a low level that can't do make that decision.
Mm.
Well, that.
So it said in the email, like, if you get a refund, it will be debited to your PlayStation account. So, like, are they going to, like, credit? Are they going to credit me another $50 since I'll have 100 instead? I don't know.
It's going to be confusing.
Yeah, so that was my cybercrime victim. That's what I used that all night yesterday. I used that all night yesterday to Alex. Don't be mean to me today. I've been victim of a cybercrime.
Conveniently, Craig?
Yeah.
No.
I myself.
Hold on. I did not feel violated. I felt annoyed that I have to call people and cancel my credit card.
Not the same as somebody coming into your house and
no.
Andy, only gets worse from there though.
Because
hold on, let's make that a cliffhanger and do Letterboxd. All right, yeah.
To be continued.
Northern America's bestest cliffhanger.
Open loop.
Okay, so Tyler ran downstairs and pulled something out of the liquor box. And
golden amber.
And he's only given us half a glass of it.
Well, I don't know if it's good or not because I made the thing. Yeah, so this is the trial. If you want more, you can have more.
Once again, I'm notoriously bad at guessing.
Okay,
what flavors
do you have here? Garden glove leather. That's what I smell.
Garden glove leather.
Leather. This is...
Okay, I get one distinct.
What's your smell?
Well, let's see. You want another guess?
Cinnamon?
It reminds me of something that you made before.
Cinnamon. I get cinnamon.
You get cinnamon?
Yeah.
No, I get...
Maybe it isn't cinnamon. It smells like cinnamon.
What did you... What?
Yeah, you said there could be a hint of juniper in there. Some sort of...
Bam!
It is gin, okay.
It is gin, I guess, right?
Yeah, you did. Woo-hoo. Well done. Very subtle gin.
Yeah.
Do you have cinnamon in it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
The only thing I was missing was there's no orange peel in it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
That's nice.
That's gin.
Yeah. Okay.
That is a... Mm-hmm.
I think you could use a little bit more juniper.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. But it's still good.
It's very herby.
Yeah, it's nice and smooth, I find, though.
That's what I picked
some
up.
Some earthiness to it.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe if you put in more juniper, it will get more bitter.
Maybe.
So, but yeah, well done. Good. Well done, yeah.
Seal of approval.
Thanks. Andy, seal of approval. And Craig's, too. Yeah. Did you have three of them?
I do have three.
So let's do two.
We could rate it based on clink. We could based on clinks. If only one person likes it, he can't clink with anyone. Well, this is a good three clinks.
Never mind. That's a clink.
The other two are closer in proximity, okay, so perhaps we'll do the other two next week.
Okay, so let's go back to our cliffhanger.
Back to our cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
How were you a victim of cybercrime?
So conveniently, Craig, I also was a victim of cybercrime. Not this past week, but the week previous to this week, where gentleman was on Amazon, and he logged himself a purchase of some fish hooks.
Oh,
no, I bought some fish hooks. So I made this order.
On Amazon, you said?
On Amazon.
Okay.
On the 3rd of January.
Fish hooks?
Yeah. And I checked my statement on about a week later because I still hadn't had anything shipped.
Oh.
And I assumed it's because the payment hadn't gone through. Mm. And when I checked my payment history on my banking, whatnot, I had $100 spent somewhere in Quebec.
Really?
As well as something at Thai Express in Montreal. And so I phoned to cancel.
French connection.
Yeah, so I phoned to cancel my thing, and he told me that they had already blocked a bunch of other charges in Illinois. So like a hotel rental and some long distance phone calls and some other stuff on my credit card.
People still pay for long distance. Wow.
So all of that had to be canceled. Illinois and Montreal. Everything was resolved.
Yeah.
Which was good. The problem that I had, which Andy will soon have, is when your new credit card gets to you and you have to update your Netflix, Spotify.
I already had to update. I already, because I got an email from Spotify today. All right, but your payment didn't go through this month. Because I guess it went through the day. Luckily, I have a MasterCard too. So
But that's what I had to go. I had to phone 10 places to get all of them change credit card
info. Thai Express and what was the other one? Maple Syrup?
Claire's or something.
Claire's. The jewelry store.
The fake jewelry store.
Oh, the fake jewelry. It's not real jewelry.
Yeah. There's one in City Center.
Right.
What did they purchase in Illinois? Oh, yeah, you said a hotel room.
I said one. I think one was a charge for a hotel room and one was for a long-distance phone call or something.
Huh.
Yeah, I felt like a victim.
I guess I count myself lucky now.
My butthole hurt after that.
Did it?
I've been victimized.
Ooh, I just remember something we need to clarify. Because last show we said we will be back without Tyler.
Yeah.
But we couldn't post that one due to technical difficulties. That's so right. Tyler is back now. Hooray!
Technical difficulties.
Yeah.
He still has one foot in the grave. But
yeah, he does. He might still be fired. We were thinking of firing you. But
were you?
Since you made a good gin now, I guess.
Yeah, I think he's redeemed himself.
You shouldn't fire me because I have big changes for a podcast.
Do you?
I mean,
you're going to institute some changes unilaterally?
Yeah. Nice. So I'd been sitting on something for quite some time now.
Oh, yeah.
Better get off it.
And this was something that was going to annoy Andy. So I'm going to propose it to our podcast.
Perfect.
Now, before we play our theme song.
Our theme song?
A new song?
Now going forward, we're all going to stand up,
okay,
take off our hats,
right,
and listen to the national anthem. Because this is Andy's favorite thing to do before anything.
We're not going to subject our listeners to this, are we?
I think so.
Is this a...
Well,
I'm
mean...
I'm going to do that as long as I'm executive producer, and I am.
The Supreme Court in India demands that you play the national anthem before every film at a theater.
Every film? No,
also in Thailand.
Yeah, no. There have been 100. Yeah, Thailand said something like 100,000 court cases of people who have been arrested by the police for not standing up during the national anthem before a movie.
Thailand is crazy because if you badmouth King Bhumibol, this is actually Bhumibol, which sounds like Gummibol, which means rubber ball in Swedish.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, you can get long.
Well, I did
long jail time.
I was in a theater in Thailand and watched a movie there. And,
what's that you're drinking?
Blueberry.
Oh, let me have a little sip. Nice. Sorry.
I was in a theater in Thailand when that film came on. It's just like, it basically just showed the king is our hero and just shows the king in different situations. But this guy was pretty cool because he wore these dark Wayfarer sort of navigator glasses all the time.
Right. Oh, yeah. The aviator glasses.
Yeah, aviator ones.
Yeah.
So, it's true.
What do you think of my change? Should we play the national anthem?
No, it's not going to happen.
The problem is what they do is they tell foreigners, and this is, I think they create this problem for themselves. They tell foreigners, whatever you do, like in the guidebooks, do not insult the king.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so what do most people in their 20s who are in Thailand to party do?
Insult the king.
They want to see what... And so they do get arrested.
Summon Bumi Bolkomaria Tilbox Tilday. Swedish song. I guess you have to be Swedish.
Like a bouncing ball that always comes back to me?
Yeah. Anyway, so you gathered I would be infuriated because of my hate for the national anthem before baseball games and hockey games?
Regardless of country, the playing of a national anthem before anything incites rage in Andy.
I don't... Well, who then insists
that... Do you have the Indian national anthem there? I'd love to hear it.
I don't.
Oh.
Thailand. Wasn't it Thailand?
It was India.
Was it India?
Craig said Thailand.
But, okay. Also Thailand. Sorry,
I don't have India's national anthem.
Okay. Well, I understand it if it's Team Sweden against Team Canada. Sure, play the national anthems. Knock yourself out if you have to. But like when it's like Red Deer versus Edmonton in like the third division hockey. Do we really need to listen to Canada?
They don't normally. Not in the third division.
Or whatever. But even it's like in the NHL, why do we need the national anthem?
True enough. I think I don't understand.
Well, when we go to watch the whatever it is, the Edmonton Cracker Cats or whatever they were called, which is two steps up from Beer League.
Yeah.
We had to listen to O Canada.
Yeah.
Or the American
Here's
one.
Here's my question.
We're playing an
when
American
would
team.
We? When would we play O Canada if we didn't play it before sports games?
The
when we go
July
to
1st.
Okay.
July 1st.
All day.
They played all day.
Once or twice.
To make up for not playing it the rest
when
of the
you,
year.
When you raise the flag. How often do you need... And every time
I
it's
mean,
the...
I raise my flag
day.
Daily.
In the Olympics.
Okay.
It's every two years.
Well, that's sports.
Yeah. Or like the World Cup of hockey. Sure, go ahead.
So would you be okay with them playing it if Edmonton won the Stanley Cup?
What does that have to do with O Canada? No. I'll draw the line
best
there.
Thing to do would be produce evidence that you actually wrote O Canada before the other guy we think wrote O Canada.
When
so you get paid royalties.
Well, I mean, Craig
time.
Made those changes to it to make it a little bit more PC.
Okay, when Edmonton, when the Oilers win the Stanley
Stephen
Cup,
Hartman.
you play the Hockey Riot song by Junior Gone Wild.
When I win the Stanley
you never
Cup,
heard that
we
song?
Play Come On, Feel the Noise. How's that gin over there?
That's pretty good. Yeah. I'm sipping it.
You like that one?
Yeah. I'm going to sip your blueberry beer too.
Andy's just...
I feel like I win.
Mouthing many of the things that Tyler has mouthed.
Yep. I'm very hedonistic.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little though.
Yeah.
Nothing exciting with you, Craig?
Another
thing? You haven't learned how to make a new sandwich or... Play a new instrument.
I did
of
get.
Some sort.
I've been recording vocals on my songs.
It would be awesome if Craig went step to step on his new sandwich.
He makes a good rye with some
corned beef.
Meat.
Oh, yeah, nice brie
meat.
And bacon yep. sandwich.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
I did discuss. Oh, fall tooth. Yeah, I've wrote lyrics for like 6 or 7 songs. That
for
I've had
your,
recorded for a long time. So.
For the next Alien soundtrack.
Yeah. And I bought this food at
is it
Safeway
super,
today.
Superfood?
I think it's kind of superfood. It's like organic whatever. Hormone-free chicken.
Organic whatever.
And it's got mm-hmm. like a good mix of vegetables, and it's like a paper bag. So they're like it's made out of recycled paper, and you throw it in the microwave for 4 minutes, and it's actually delicious.
Oh,
it
sweet.
Just rang there right there. That,
yeah. I don't think people could be. So, woo, that was a gong.
Have you heard of people cooking things inside of a dishwasher before?
No. I know some people have made, like, if you put, like, some candy in a vodka bottle, put
yeah.
it in the dishwasher
really?
And ran a cycle, you get some sort of, like, candy shot.
Huh.
But I don't know if why it's necessary to run it in the dishwasher.
Probably because it heats up the
Yeah,
the
it could be. So, but well, I
there
guess
are
you could.
People cook with their cars, though, who will put entire, macaroni and cheese and put
right.
it on the radiator in the car and just drive
yeah.
by the time
it's
you
a
get to the
tale.
Is it a folk tale?
Probably.
Really?
Well, I guess if you had like a piece of meat and you put it in one of those well sealed bags,
yeah.
I
yeah.
guess you could technically hook
Well, them. You know those crock pots, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Those like slow cookers or
whatever.
Yeah, they
had delicious
them.
Things out of those things.
Yeah, they have like a new version of that, I think.
Yeah.
My
like
wife wants to
cooker.
Buy one.
Yeah.
Steam cooker kind of thing.
I'm not sure. What? You have some.
Said there's like a new version of it where it's like a steam or a pressure kind of dealy. And,
never had good things with steam.
And that sounds like cooking in a dishwasher.
I guess.
Thrilling.
Yeah, very thrilling
news from the food world.
Yeah.
Breakthroughs.
So
in
glad
food
to
technology.
Have you back, Tyler.
You're welcome. I'm trying to contribute.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear the. 2026 World Cup of football, or as you would call it, soccer, making
uh-huh.
money years. Guess how many teams they will have for that tournament?
Oh, that's they increased it, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it 64?
48 teams.
What?
Yeah.
So
40. It would be like.
Didn't they? That's double.
How do you not
right?
qualify? For
yeah,
that,
exactly.
Then?
Like it would be riveting games like Burkina Faso versus Luxembourg,
Canada.
Yeah, Canada.
We'll finally get in.
Yeah, and Sweden will probably get in too, easier. We get in every fourth.
When was Canada in the World Cup last?
Was it in 1960 or...
Yeah, I was going to say,
then,
I,
really?
can't remember them.
No, 19... Wasn't Mexico.
Well, maybe
1988 or something 86. Like that. Yeah,
86 was Mexico.
I think that's
did the we one. Score a goal yeah. at least?
I don't know. My knowledge and this history
is,
of
this is why I think there's I don't know. It's hard to get enthusiastic about this sport because like not enough goal scoring.
Well, I think our biggest problem is I think most of our club players don't actually play for the country.
No, they go somewhere else.
Like, wasn't one of our biggest footballers that guy who winds up playing for England because...
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Graham something.
Something like that.
Jesse Graham.
Well, it might not be that exciting, but it's more exciting than American football, in my opinion.
Whoa. Hand egg?
Huh?
How dare you speak so ill of hand egg?
Hand egg, no. Giant egg. Giant egg. Leather egg fight.
My dad follows the NFL, surprisingly. He knows stuff about what's going on in the league.
And I know he's a big fan of the CFL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the CFL. He does watch it. He keeps careful track of it. I
rarely watch CFL.
Yeah. But then again, NFL. I'm a fan of baseball, and some people think that's the most boring sport ever. So
you could be a cricket fan.
That could be.
And those games, if you think baseball is long.
I know.
Some of those five-day test matches.
I don't get it. I had at least two British people explain the rules to me, and I still don't get it.
No,
it's
weird. I think you just kind of have to go and then
have
a social reason for going out to cricket matches, and then you pick up the rules at some point.
Same with rugby. I don't get that still either. I know you can't pass forward. You can only pass sideways or backwards.
That's a rough sport.
It. Yeah, it is very rough. That is a
rough and nasty sport.
Yeah.
Remember at one point hockey had that rule? There was no forward pass in hockey.
Oh, when was that?
It was like back in the 20s or something like that.
Weird. 60s. It's like playing the game backwards almost.
Yeah. Very weird. Yeah,
you have to skate it forward and then pass backwards or something.
Is that, you mean the remnant of that is the drop pass?
Probably.
Is that what survived from that era?
That's what survived.
Love the drop pass.
Led
to so many goals against, though, unfortunately.
Goodness.
Yep.
Well, I'm jonesing for another slice of that pizza.
Are you? Should we address the elephant, Andy?
Address Trump?
Yeah.
Trump got...
Canadian Trump.
Oh, I thought you meant... At 31.
Oh, okay. Kevin O'Leary?
Yeah. Okay. So, background. Trump.
Or both of them.
Trump just got indicted. Indicted.
No, elected. Inaugurated.
Sworn in. Yeah. Yes, yesterday when we're recording this.
Yeah.
And I don't really have anything to say about that.
Okay.
There was a march on Washington today and Madonna held a speech. And the CBC had the NBC feed and she was like, blah, 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 women, blah, 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 equality, all good things. I'm just saying blah, blah, because I don't know what she said.
Yeah.
She's like, if you're minimizing this, fuck you. And something, something, fuck you. So she said, fuck you twice. And then NBC cut the feed. Like,
so,
why are NBC protecting my virgin ears?
Yeah.
It so is it's weird. Not news now.
Well,
when she said fuck,
I mean,
I don't know where to
begin. If you want a better example of that, Andy, I was watching the Oilers game last night, and as the puck left the Oilers' end, you could hear over the microphones of the hockey arena, fuck. And right afterwards, there was a bunch of tweets about they swore on TV, but they never interrupted the hockey feed.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it was a bunch of players swearing at each other on the ice.
That's what happens.
Well, yeah, I can see networks not wanting like their TV shows or movies having swear word in it. It's fine. That's something you can control. But like a live news feed?
Well,
like something that is actually like newsworthy affects a lot of people. But if you say fuck twice, we're going to cut the feed?
Well, the problem is...
Just, it's.
You're cutting the feed on something that was already said.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly.
What's the point?
That too.
Yeah. I think...
The hockey game went on, so can Madonna.
Yeah, it was okay. She also said she has thought about burning down the White House.
But well, we've already done that in Canada.
Yeah.
It's already been done.
We tried. You didn't actually
do it. We succeeded.
Yeah, we did. We burned the outside of it.
Okay. Canada succeeded.
Well done.
That's why they painted it white.
Yeah. Well done.
Because we burnt that shit.
Yeah. Anyways.
And then the other big news...
Okay, Canadian Donald Trump, who's that?
Dragon's Den.
Yeah, okay, dude. You said, okay.
That's all.
Okay, so what about it?
He's running
he's
for the...
He's worse than Trump.
He's running
okay,
for,
so, he's not worse than so Trump. Background information.
Because I'm pretty sure...
Hold on. Background... Okay. If you're American, it's the guy on Shark Tank. If you're Canadian, it's the guy on Dragon... The former guy on Dragon. Yeah.
Kevin O'Leary.
He's
Kevin
a O'Leary. Businessman.
Yeah.
Rich businessman who wants to get into politics.
And rough around the edges in opinion.
But the NDP, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. He can't speak French, though. That may be his biggest weakness. I'm not...
Well, one that I saw was like
why
a
do you need
news
that?
Clip or something can't when do... he was talking to somebody from CBC. And she was asking him how he felt about like the 98 richest people in the world having as much money as 3.8 billion of the poorest people. And he was like, oh, that's a great thing. It inspires the people who are poor to work harder to become as rich as we are. And yeah, I don't even know if Trump
so
would
many,
even say that.
Things wrong with that statement. I don't know where to begin with that either.
There are many things wrong with that.
Yep.
But what I really wanted to talk about was the other milestone that happened on Friday.
Oh, okay.
Sweden hit its 10 millionth person.
Oh, really? We got 10
really?
Million
We got
now?
10 million in Sweden now.
Hooray for us.
Yeah.
You're in
almost a real country.
How many digits is that now? That's eight figures.
Yep.
Yep.
You're in the eight figures.
Yep.
Nice.
There's nothing to say about it.
Nope, that's it.
All right. Should we wrap up for this week, I guess?
Sure.
Sure.
We're done. Okay.
What do you got?
What I got? The Hockey Right song. I figure we go out on that.
Cool.
So this has been Radio Evil on Pirate Satellite. What's a girl?